It's here and now, and today marks the 10th anniversary of the launch of one of the internet's most popular websites, Reddit. If you're not familiar, Reddit, which bills itself as the front page of the internet, is a user-curated news, entertainment, and social networking site. Over the years, it has gotten the reputation as a no-holds-barred place for posting almost anything, including sometimes hate speech. To talk more about Reddit, let's bring in someone from our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Eric Johnson is with Recode. He joins us from Palo Alto, California. Eric, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And for people who are just not familiar with Reddit at all, just give us a sense of what it is and how it works.
Sure. So it's sort of like a bulletin board on steroids. So the idea is you have this website, but within the website, there are thousands and thousands of other smaller communities, what are called subreddits. And basically, users of the site, they can either look at sort of the general most popular things from all of the sections, or they can go to specific sections and subscribe and see what those various communities are talking about there.
And for people who have seen this site, and it's 10 years old, we said it looks 10 years old. I mean, there's a lot of text. The discussion threads can be hard to follow. It really does kind of look like a previous phase of the internet.
It does, and I think that's very intentional, is the thing that Reddit really prides itself on being really about its content, about its community, about its users, and it's seen what can go wrong when its former competitor, Digg, pushed it a little bit too far for its users' liking into being more of a businessy site and kind of, you know, having that Facebook-style appearance. And so I think Reddit has very intentionally tried to avoid the fate of Digg, which is now in completely different state. They've tried to avoid that fate by, I think, sticking to what they know works.
Well, and if you think about some of the most popular sites on the internet, that is what they tend to do. The Google looks just as it did, you know, years ago. Yahoo even looks pretty similar to what it did years ago. Who are the users that are using Reddit?
So there's not a whole lot of official data, because all you really need to get a Reddit account is an email address. And even that is optional. So basically, you need a username, and then you can provide optionally an email address. You don't really have to supply as much data as you would for, say, a Facebook account. However, there have been studies into, you know, the user base, and unsurprisingly, it skews male and it skews young. So I think it was Pew Research Center found that I think it's 15% of Reddit's users are 18 to 29-year-old men.
And there's been some, as we said, controversial content. Some people say it goes too far at times, that they should rein some of the content in. Give us a sense of what that has been. What kind of controversial content has gotten them into trouble?
Sure. Well, I mean, so Reddit has had controversies many times over the years, but just recently they've had a big flare up because the site's administrators, they made a blog post saying we're no longer going to tolerate harassment, or rather we're going to start actively trying to prevent harassment, I should say. And they announced that they were shutting down a couple of the communities that they felt were encouraging its users to go out and to target people, you know, outside of Reddit and to harass them. The most popular of those communities was called Fat People Hate. You can probably imagine what that was about. And the administrators were saying, hey, you know, we want you to be able to express yourselves, but we don't want to create an environment that's encouraging this toxic behavior. And that's really it's a tricky line to walk, because a lot of the users are not happy about that, you know, seeming appearance of quote unquote censorship.
And do others think that it didn't go far enough, that what they did end up shutting down was not enough? They should have done more.
Sure. I mean, you can find people on all sides of the issue. There's more than two sides to this story, for sure.
And the person who is the interim CEO there is a name that people may know, Ellen Pao. She was the person at the center of the Silicon Valley gender discrimination trial earlier this year. What does she bring to Reddit?
Sure. So she came in as interim CEO last year, and she recently spoke actually at the Code Conference, where she was talking about how she wants it to be both a safe place and a place that's free from censorship. That was kind of the tough line that she's trying to walk. And I think because of her prominence to Reddit because of her power as the interim CEO. She has attracted a lot of attention from the community. So first, during her discrimination trial, people on Reddit were very, you know, critical, analyzing, scrutinizing everything that she was saying about herself and about her kind of, you know, perspective on Silicon Valley. And then in the wake of the most recent attempts to crack down on harassment, there's been a subreddit created towards getting her fired, and people it became fashionable for a time for people
on her own site.
Yeah, well, saying it's a conspiracy and that she needs to be put out of a job, right?
All right. Well, Reddit at 10 years old. You can give us your thoughts on it at our website, hereandnow.org, which doesn't have nearly as many users as Reddit, unfortunately, but maybe we can change that. And maybe we should make it look older.
Users?
We don't have, but maybe it looks too new, Robin. What do you think? Is hereandnow.org in need of going back in time to the earlier stages of the internet?
I think we're just fine, and I say that in honor of our web mistress.
Our wonderful Rachel Rohr. Yes, wonderful. Right. Eric Johnson with Recode. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.